Hi, everyone. I just want to thank everyone here for coming out to this Interop event. We're grateful to be here, and I just want to remind everyone that we're here to help you. So if you have any questions about any of the technology areas, feel free to ask us during breaks or interrupt the presentations. And we do our best to answer the questions. And if there's anything that we need additional time to research, we'll be more than happy to contact you after the event too, or follow up with our product team representatives to get a better answer for you guys. So I am KB, and I manage the compliance and interop program for SQL at Microsoft. Oops. So for those of you who are not too familiar with SQL, what SQL is, it's a data platform, which is a group of technologies for data management, analysis, and reporting. So without going into much detail of repeating a lot of what Daryl or Michael said, I'll just give you a really high-level overview of the SQL Interop program and the SQL Open Specifications program. So very similar to what Office and Windows have available on MSDN, which is the Microsoft Developer Network website, and the Open Specifications Interactive Pivot, we publish our documents there, and we have a collection of approximately 80 documents covering various technology areas within SQL that are available on these web properties either as PDF downloads or HTML browsable files. And the different categories of documents that we publish are, of course, protocol family, data portability. So basically what this is if you want to extract user-created data from a SQL database and import it into some other database, could be a competitor, Oracle database, whatever, we need to provide you with a set of steps describing how to extract that user-generated data. And along with data portability, we have a collection of documents called file format documents. And the reason why we group these two together, the data portability and file format documents, is usually as you extract that data from, that you have stored in SQL, it sometimes results in a file. So we need to provide you with documentation that provides you with an overview of the particular file structure so you can import it into another database. And the other category of documentation that we have available is standard support, very similar to what Office and Windows has available as well. So this is taking a look at the industry standard. For example, in SQL, we look at the ISO implementation of TransactSQL, and then we outline our variances and document those and provide them on the web so that anyone can review them and see what the main differences are between the standard and our implementation of that technology. Of course, APIs, the various APIs that ship as part of SQL available in MSDN for customer consumption. We also participate in various customer engagements right here. This is the second year that SQL is participating at a PlugFest event in Taipei. We also have various engagements in Redmond, back there at the corporate headquarters. And also, most recently, an event in Europe, in Brussels, where we engage various implementers in those regions to understand how they're using our various protocols and provide the support to them. So a little bit on validation. So we will look at our specifications, ensure that they're tested for completeness and accuracy. At the moment, we do not have any public test suites available, but if there is enough interest in our various protocols, or if any of you are implementing SQL protocols that you need validated using test suite, please talk to me and we can figure out how to support you in the future. So Daryl mentioned that there's escalation engineers that are available to answer questions about the various protocols. If there's any issues, they'll create a case, and make sure to follow up on the case and pull up with you to ensure that your questions are answered. Then we also have community forums. And for the OData protocol, which Asad, my colleague, will be talking about later, on their odata.org website, they have a forum where various questions about the OData protocol can be addressed. Okay. So this graphic here just shows how we, you know, shows a collection of various documents within the SQL Server family of open specification documentation. We have a single overview document, Microsoft SQL Server Overview, that shows a collection of the various technology areas within SQL and the various platform protocols that make up the SQL Server system. And then the SQL Server core platform protocols, again, this is just a collection of the different technology areas and the protocols. Data portability, as I described earlier, these are the collection of documents that just describe how to extract user-created data from SQL. Standards, this is comparing industry standards to Microsoft implementation. And then this other area called some supplemental documents, this is just, you know, our glossary or our reference documents that we make available to customers to use as they reference our open specifications documents. And then file formats is, as I described earlier, you know, as you extract your user-generated data from SQL, if a file is created, you know, and you want to interpret that file, you read that documentation to provide you a little bit more context. So the Plugfest, the most recent event that we had, which was a very successful event in Redmond about a year ago, was the OData Meetup. Various implementers, OData partners from all over the world participated in this event. It's very similar to what Office does, Windows does. It's just bringing a collection of the implementers, working with them, you know, addressing their questions during one-on-ones, having them engage with product team representatives to better understand the implementation scenarios so that we can ensure that our documentation meets their needs, and also we provide them with the necessary technical support for them to be successful. So this is just, we'll give you an overview of what's, you know, to come in the next, you know, today and tomorrow in terms of SQL Server protocols or data platform protocols. So I mentioned a little bit about the OData protocol. So this is something that is developed within the data platform division in Microsoft. And Asad will be providing an overview of what this protocol is. Basically what it is, it's, you know, it's a standardized protocol used for, you know, creating and consuming data API. So we'll go into detail and provide you with context of how you can build, you know, your applications using OData. And then I will be going over in depth on the core platform protocols that make up SQL Server, and as they are defined in the overview document. So covering various areas like reporting, master data services, database engine, and all the different areas that make up what we call SQL Server. So that sums up my part of the presentation for SQL Server. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have about SQL. If there are any OData questions, I would say let's hold off on asking them, and most of them will be addressed during Asad's talk, which is coming up after lunch. So are there any questions? All right, thank you very much.